It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fandom Access. Now it's the week in review.
We only had one show on this week, which was Counterpart.
Yes.
So how did you like it this week?
Well, I just have to say, I was happy that I was right. We had a discussion last week how they had a missed opportunity with Howard Prime's wife. So I was glad what I said happened. That was my main comment about it.
Yeah, I had a feeling she was still alive. I didn't know she had the drug history, so the storyline makes sense. Actually, I want to ask you guys about that. She's a problem. So, but rather than kill her, they choose to discredit her instead, which I think is a smarter move, because if they kill her, then there's questions and they look into it more. Whereas if they just make it look like she's, you know, relapsing, then people question her and not the circumstances surrounding. Even though she's saying somebody came in my apartment and drugged me, they're like, yeah, that's what junkies say.
Yeah, but did she even say that to anybody? I was kind of wondering if she at least said that to the real Howard. I assume that he assumed it or knew that somebody tried to poison her, but they didn't really outright say that.
She told her boyfriend.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, other than she didn't try to tell them at work or anything, I guess. That's right, she did tell her boyfriend. I had forgotten she had told her boyfriend. Well, at least she told somebody. She didn't exactly tell him. She said, we got to talk elsewhere, but she implied it, so.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Karen, what do you think?
Karen. So, yeah, I mean, hello?
Yeah, hello.
I wasn't sure you were there for a second.
I thought,
hello,
yeah.
Hello, we're all here.
On the one hand, I agree that it does make sense to discredit her rather than, like, kill her, and then an intelligence agent has been murdered and you have to, like, look at how that happened. So, I mean, if she had actually OD'd and no one found her, like, if she'd actually died, it would have been chalked up to OD, and even though her daughter found her, like, it's still chalked up to an OD, right?
I'm curious if they wanted somebody to find her, or they assumed nobody would, or they just didn't care.
I assume they didn't want someone to find her. Why would you do that? It only amps her up more to figure out what's going on, right? Like, I think they probably want her to die. And since she has a history of drug abuse, everybody would believe the OD, but even this way, she's discredited. So it works out. But, I mean, on the other hand, this is why they would never allow anyone with a history of that kind of drug abuse to operate at that high level of intelligence, right? Because you're too easily compromised, tempted,
unless maybe she was undercover,
blackmailed.
I could see, like, sometimes they have, like, they were undercover and they, you know, something happened that they ended up that way, or maybe she was in an accident and she was on pain meds.
Then,
like, if
then
it wasn't her
fault. Boyfriend, if she... Oh,
no, no,
I mean,
no, no. But I'm just saying that's the only way I would see they would let you work in a higher office. Like, if it had been something that wasn't her fault.
But I don't think that's what it is. Her daughter is
very angry
at her.
I was just saying you said they wouldn't let anybody work there. I was just making a comment. Sorry.
I get what you're saying, yeah. So I liked all of that, and I liked that they played it that anyone who's close to Howard immediately figured it out. Like, Emily immediately figures out. She's like, you're not my Howard. Like, we all know that there's no way this guy can be Howard Prime. He just doesn't have it in him, right?
Right. But people who don't know there are doubles existing, like the daughter, obviously, she's just like, what the hell's going on? Are you two sleeping together?
Yeah, but she knows right away that something's up and something's weird.
Yeah, she definitely knows,
like,
something's off.
She knows immediately that two of them are acting weird. Like, there's no way that anybody who's met Howard Prime could ever think
lock him in the apartment.
That Howard is him.
Right.
So I liked that they didn't even give the pretense of having this guy try to, like, play the role and drag it out. Like, they just let, you know, the close people find out right away. So, you know, I thought that was all played well. I mean, I think they're doing I think that part this week, that whole part in the Prime universe was much more interesting. What's happening on the other side where Howard Prime stayed back and he goes to work and then we see Baldwin and her girlfriend, you know, sets her up to be killed or whatever. I found that to me, felt like it was dragging a little more, and they didn't actually get anywhere or make any
right.
progress on the conspiracy this week.
Right.
I don't know, AJ, how did you feel about it?
I agree. I like the Prime side better. One thing, I like the little curves that they kept throwing at us, like the whole daughter thing. I think it's interesting
yeah.
that on the Prime side, they couldn't make their marriage work. They get divorced, but they still had a child. Whereas on the other side, they had this wonderful marriage, this lasting love, but they lost their child, you know? I like those
yeah,
little differences that we see.
I love the juxtaposition. And it's also sad, though, because it's like Howard Prime basically has what the other Howard wants, but he ruined it. You know what I mean? That's why I think it makes it interesting, too, because it's like he had all those opportunities, but he just got rid of them and didn't care. And
well, except,
you know,
I mean, that's
I mean?
A little...
In that sense.
That's a little bit of being judgmental, because the story that was told to us was that he could never forgive her when he found out she'd been lying to him all those years and was a spy.
This is
right?
true, but he doesn't have to treat his daughter like shit because of it. Like, he obviously...
But we don't know that he treated... We've never seen him treat her like shit. Like... The child
well, she didn't even want
is
to talk
angry.
To them, so they couldn't have been close. At least,
but that
but
doesn't
I guess
mean
that
he treated her
fault.
Like shit,
really
her cellmate, right? Like, kids get mad at
true.
Their parents for getting divorced and don't forgive them. People are, like, and
true,
I think people who are spies, people who are spies and keep secrets probably have difficulty, like, forming close relationships with all the people around them when they're at that level of spyhood. I mean, I think that's a big...
That's true, too.
So I understand...
I got the impression that he wasn't a very nice guy from her.
Well, he is not very nice to Howard, that's for sure, right? He is a very hard
right.
guy. Maybe he was really nice before he got divorced, right? Maybe he... We don't really know. Because these... Like, that's what interests me about the show is these two have the same... You know, Howard says to Prime in this episode, we have the same DNA. Oh, my God, you guys got to see what Johnny Weir is wearing. He looks awesome. I love watching these two on the Olympics.
that was kind of... interjected there. I'm like, what the hell
I'm
is
sorry.
Talking about? It took me a second to realize you swapped gears.
I have the Olympics on my TV
yeah,
and Johnny Weir is wearing this awesome statement necklace. You know, and did you notice that Howard and Emily had picked out the same name for their child, that Howard Prime and Emily Prime, they named their child Anna. And like he tells, when Howard's telling the story about the miscarriage, he says, we even had the name already picked out, Anna. Like,
yeah.
To me, that was like a huge sort of like a. One of the things that interests me about the show is like if they're the same, like this idea of like what happened happened, and what someone said last week Baldwin said, you can't change who you are, and so there's no reason they should have picked the same name, except that they did. So to me, that was sort of like a sign. Are we going to find? And then at the end, we see Howard like sort of standing up to Rahul or Raj or whatever his name is, and he's like, "I'm going to take the keys. And I'm going for a walk." And I'm like, "Oh, is this where we see Howard start turning into Prime a little bit? Like he's getting a spine and stuff."
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I read too much into that with the name. Did you guys notice that they had the same name for the child?
Yeah, I noticed it, but I didn't. I just thought it was sad.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really think it through like you did.
I mean, it's got to be more than a coincidence, right?
Yeah, well, I think I don't know. I feel like it's like anything else. You never know how different. There's some things that are going to be the same and some things that are going to be different in an alternate universe. But you're right. If they split. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, they could have, that woman or that, you know, him or her maybe had thought of that's what they wanted their child's name from before the split. Like, it could have been something similar like that.
Yeah.
You really don't. I don't
okay.
know. I don't,
yeah.
I'm not reading as much into it. Because a lot of people, you know, you hear people like, I watch some of the wedding shows, and they're like, you know, I dreamed of my wedding my whole life since I was little, and this is what it was going to be like. Well, maybe she was like, if I ever have a kid, I'm going to name her Anna, you know? I just
yeah.
bet it could be something
right.
as simple as that.
You I
really
hear
don't
you.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just really hung up on this, like, you can't change who you are kind of thing. And, like, the,
oh, no,
you know, that
I agree with that
are they
going to
find out that
we
they're more alike than they thought?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
We don't know, you know what I mean? That's the thing. We don't know exactly when the thought process came. And I think you're right. I think Baldwin saying you are who you are is going to be a big part of the show, because even though, you know, the one Baldwin became a cellist and the other an assassin, you know, the cellist is the one that says you are who you are because she killed her father. So it's like there's no escaping who you are. You know, you might
yeah,
take
right.
a path
choice,
to get
like
there,
if they happen to make a different choice or something, it can swap it.
But ultimately, you're going to be, the same person. And I had another thought, but I lost it.
Something about you are who you are, you can't change who you are, that kind of business.
I mean something completely different in a different direction.
Oh.
Right.
Maybe about the name of the child and the things that are, I don't know, I feel like...
I know what I was going to say. It was a funny comment. Is Howard Prime really Prime? They don't shake hands.
I don't know.
They
don't shake hands.
Because of the germs. They don't shake hands because of the germs.
I think he's making a joke and I'm not getting it.
I don't get it either.
Because we were saying how unusual it is to start a show on the side that, I mean, if you're talking Prime,
our side,
supposed,
don't have diseases.
Prime would be, when we watch shows, we refer to the side we start with as ours, and the alternate reality is the alternate reality. But in this case, we started with the other side, but then I had made a comment last week how maybe...
That was really our side, yeah.
Meshing the two together, and there really is no side like ours because they're both going to have similar things.
Yes.
It's odd that they called that size prime.
Yeah,
though,
I was essentially making a joke just because, the whole handshaking. I was like, well, that can't be our side because they don't shake hands.
Yeah.
That was all.
Okay, I get it now. I'm not sure it was super funny, but I get it. Sorry.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot more to be seen here about the differences on these two sides. Especially like there's that comment that someone made in like the first episode, which was about, we can't forgive them for what they did to us. Like one Prime side is really mad at Howard's side, right? Our side, whatever we're calling it. And we're not really sure. I mean, we've heard some reference to the incident and we've heard them say, forgive us for what they did to us or whatever. We can't forgive them for what they did to us. And so I feel like there's, but I feel like that's got to be more than just, there's got to be more than just world building there. Like, I feel like if there's something that, I mean, that's the reason for the conspiracy. And maybe that's why, they're so paranoid about germs. Like, they're not healthy on the other side, or they're much less, I don't know, but something's going on that. Like, I feel like we're going to learn more about probably a big part of it. And we might not learn it yet in this, if there's going to be a second season, I don't know, but I feel like that's maybe, while this seems like a spy drama, like that might be the conspiracy and the motivation for the assassination and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't always remember characters' names in this, but the one that they're saying is the spy for the other side, is it supposed to be that one that, went to the massage place that really didn't get a massage that was talking to that Baldwin's girlfriend? Is that supposed to be him, or am I just assuming that?
That's the ambassador.
Right, but that's
He's
who they
the
were
ambassador.
Talking about was the spy, or did
no.
I just assume that?
No,
okay.
No. He's the ambassador from the other side. We knew he was kind of crooked.
That's true. We knew he was from the other side.
The spy is from the other side, but works. The spy is from the other side, but works on this on the non-prime side. And nobody.
Okay,
knows.
So we don't know who it is yet. Then that's what I was confused.
Yeah, we have no.
Because I didn't know if I just didn't know his name or was guessing. Yeah, because that's right. We didn't know he was from the other side. Okay. Do you think it's going to be something we know, though?
It might be someone who's not introduced yet. I mean,
I actually, seeing how things are all twisted and everything, I had a funny thought, actually, about it. Because we've seen the differences between the Howards and the Emily's. And they keep bringing up the fact that, I'm terrible with people's names in this, too, actually. The head, Howard's boss.
Yeah, I thought of that, but then I wondered if it was Howard's boss, his father-in-law.
No. Not his father-in-law. I'm wondering if it's his wife.
Oh,
because
that's interesting.
His wife might be privy to information, pillow talk or stuff. She's in like a perfect position. Her husband runs that floor. Her father's a whatever the hell they called him. You know? So that was my thought.
That's interesting.
I mean, I'm probably wrong. I'm probably wrong, but it was just something that kind of flashed into my head because of all the type of, you know, spy stuff and people not knowing who people really are and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, and we haven't met the wife yet, right?
But they keep bringing her up.
No, we saw him sleeping with somebody, but it wasn't his wife, so we don't know.
Quail. Yeah. His name is Quail, right? So we haven't seen...
Sure, why not?
I know, that's what's going to get okay. That makes sense.
Quail's wife. I mean, so it might be someone we haven't met yet. I think it's definitely not Aldrich, right? Like, Aldrich is, like, super suspicious of Howard. And he's always wrong. He's just like
muscle guy. The one that's basically the muscle,
muscle guy. I mean,
he's not muscly. I'm just saying he's the muscle of the group.
He's actually the boss. He's actually the boss of counterintelligence, I think. He's actually
really?
Kind of high
he
up.
Was just like the, I thought he was just like the one that did all the dirty work.
No, he comes off as Quail's lackey, but I think because Quail is higher up in they call it housekeeping, right? Or the fourth floor, they call it. I think because he's up there and he's, like, connected to the director that he can get away with that shit. But Aldrich is not just some, like, pretty high up Aldrich. But he's wrong about everything all the time. And he is, like, always creeping around and being all suspicious, right? I think it's not him.
Yeah, it's too obvious.
His problem is – no, I don't think it's him at all. His problem is he's cocky and he doesn't like being told what to do. I think he's used to saying this is how it's going to be and it gets done. And now Howard came over here and his authority has kind of been usurped.
Yeah.
So
I think that Emily Prime's boyfriend is in on it probably.
I don't like him.
I don't.
There's some reason I don't trust him either, and I don't even know why.
You know, I realize the main, we always want to have a show with character development and everything, but, I mean, right now the meat and potatoes is all this, what's going on with all the spy stuff. But I would like more information. And you know, the show's been done a pretty good job so far of giving, you know, oh, how did Emily get in a car accident? What happened? And then we find out what happened, you know? But I want more information on what happened with Emily and Howard, you know? I want
the original. Well, not original,
Prime.
But the non-Prime.
Emily and Howard Prime.
Oh,
I'm curious to know what's going on with them. You know, like, what happened to them? How did their marriage fall? You know, like, we've heard things, but I want more backstory, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know,
How did she hook up with the new guy who's a jerk?
Well, and, like, they seem to be, like, angry and they're divorced and whatever, but when Howard Howard Prime got stuck on the other side, he sent information to Emily Prime to let her know that Emily was his source and to please try to protect her. And, like, he confided in her and he brought her in. Like, they're not completely, like, when he did choose the one person he could trust, the only person he's ever told that information, as far as we know, is Emily Prime. And so he trusts her.
Yeah.
Well, he's still in love with her. Because when we first see that she's alive, you know, and they're sitting across from each other and he touches her hand, she's like, ugh.
Like, she's not having
you know,
that.
There's definitely, and that could be part of the reason that he is the way he is, because, you know, instead of dealing with his sadness, maybe, he just became,
lashes out,
you know,
at everybody.
Hard. Yeah. You know, became a harder, you know, became a type of person that he wasn't going to be fooled by anyone again, you know?
Yeah.
He was going to take control of his life, which I think is what the big difference between the two Howards is, because the other Howard has no clue that his Emily was a spy, you know? Hardened him the way it hard time.
So I just wanted to interject something I forgot about that I remembered. What I think was funny, too, I can't think of the name of what they called the position, but I love how Quail, I think from what you were saying, if I'm remembering the names right, agreed to promote Howard, and like he just promoted him to like this little job and pretended like he did it, and then he came in and he's like laughed. I'm not, you know, he's not having that. That wasn't what they agreed to. I thought that was funny because he just thought, I don't know, I guess he thought he'd never find out because he wasn't going to be there.
Well, because Howard would take it. Howard would never say anything. Howard would just,
well, I don't think
like,
Howard would
roll over
necessarily
and take it,
know
right?
that it wasn't what he said though either. Yeah.
No, but Howard would take it. Howard would not say like I need to be on, you know, like he's just a
yeah.
little milquetoast kind of guy. I mean, it's funny. What's interesting about the show? One thing interesting about the show is the way like so Howard and Howard Prime are not like, you know, getting along and not going to be friends. And Howard Prime even talked about how bad it is to meet your double and whatever and blah, blah. But I mean, I think there's a level where everyone who is envious of the person on the other side, like I think
one of you is greener and all that.
Well, one of you was saying that Howard Prime has the life that Howard would want with the child and all, but it's kind of a little bit.
It's more than that, but
like, beyond that, like Howard's been trying to get into intelligence all this time. Howard Prime's in intelligence, the job that Howard wants, but he's a kind of jerky and he lost his wife and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Howard still has Emily and is totally in love with her, but like he has like doesn't have a good job and isn't like it's just interesting how they. I mean.
Yeah. Now, is there someone? I'm trying to remember who it was when I was watching it. I wanted to say it was Quayle's, the one we were calling his lackey, but I don't remember if that's who it was. I was thinking somebody in the episode said, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but said something to Quayle like it didn't matter because he wasn't here anymore. And I think maybe I misunderstood something that was said and I wanted to ask you guys because it made it sound like that person didn't realize that it was Howard Prime that was there.
He doesn't know.
Okay,
the
so I was right then. That was
know,
him?
Yes. The only
I assumed
three people
he knew,
that know
and
that
then
Howard
I was confused.
The only three people that know Howard Prime is still there is Quayle and the two Howards.
Okay,
now,
I did
yeah.
get it right then. Okay, I thought maybe I misunderstood that. I was right then.
I mean, I suppose Aldrich, I mean, I say I don't think it's Aldrich, but I suppose it could be him, right? I mean, he would have been Emily's boss. Hospital Emily, coma Emily, worked in intelligence, so Aldrich would have been her boss, and Emily was on to a mole being in there. So could he have found out that she was on to the mole and put the hit on her? I don't know.
I get confused with the levels of jobs in the spy world.
And,
I'm already lost.
And that's very likely. Emily could have uncovered the mole, which is why she reached out to Howard Prime, and she was run, you know, hit by the car before she could tell anybody.
Right.
Yeah. So, one thing that was a little surprising to me, did you guys notice, like, so the butcher or restaurant guy, was that a butcher shop or like a meat store or a grocery store or something?
Restaurant or diner or something.
Howard goes to see his friend, and it turns out, like, that guy is, like, basically in witness protection on the other side or whatever, right? He's retired and been living on the other side. And Baldwin's girlfriend, Claire, turns out that she's from the other side. She's from the Prime side living over there.
Yeah, I thought we already knew that. I missed something because I thought that was weird.
There's, like, a proliferation of people who are masquerading over there, and then we find out that so the big bad guy is Pope. We all know that Pope is sort of the mastermind. Like, we're trying to find the spy on
the Prime side, yes.
But he's masterminding. He's the boss of, like, the on both sides, right? Like, he's leading this whole thing. But he's trying to send.
I thought Pope was the one he played chess with. I still thought that looked like him.
No,
maybe,
that's the guy's name is, like, Vasquez or something like that. Oh, the guy he played chess with? That's the guy he meets in the church with is Pope.
The church was Pope on Prime side. I'm talking about the other side. When Howard played chess with him, I thought it was the same actor at the beginning, and I guess I just sort of forgot that, and I just assumed that.
He doesn't play chess, he plays
Go,
that Chinese game. But,
right.
But no,
but
that guy's name is,
Pope
he says I'm
going to
meet this guy, and his name is like Vasquez, or I forget what his name is. I don't know why I have Vasquez in my head. Maybe it's something like vaguely Latino. I don't know. But that guy has a that guy's not Pope. That's another guy. Although they keep mentioning that. I mean, I'm not sure if they're mentioning it because that guy's going to be important, or they just want to keep emphasizing this game of black and white, where you have two sides, one is black, one is white, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But so Pope has been trying – he's sending people – he's been settling illegals on the other side, and he's trying to send a bunch more people in. So he's up to something, right, sending – I don't know if they're assassins or whatever. But I have to say that I feel like Baldwin – so she's an assassin who's been sent over by Pope or by Pope's conspiracy or whatever. Baldwin, you know, she seems like a very reluctant – assassin. Like, she doesn't feel to me like someone who is motivated by ideology and belief in a cause. She feels to me like a really sad person who doesn't particularly maybe want to be there or enjoy what she does. She just doesn't feel like sort of an insurgent or a revolutionary or a believer to me. I don't know if you guys are getting that.
No, I agree. Meaning. Like, she just sort of somehow ended up in on it, and not that she necessarily – I don't know if she necessarily doesn't want to do it, but I think she just kind of doesn't value herself and doesn't really – I agree. I get what you're saying. Like, it's not like she did it because she believes in it. It doesn't seem like.
She's not like, I hate those assholes on this side, and I'm here to freaking kill them all and bring them down, right?
Right.
She's
right.
Like, oh, I'm really this broody, sad girl who – had a bad life or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. AJ, do you get like a vibe from her? I mean,
I get a vibe that she's going to end up being helpful.
Yeah, I think she's going to end up helping.
She's not
going to
be. She's not going to be redeemed, but there's definitely going to be the old switcheroo with her, I think.
Well, she just got a huge piece of motivation, right?
Yeah, her girlfriend tried.
Her girlfriend tried to kill her. At least she
not
got
that that was
some
surprising
first,
in
mean,
any way, but at least not to the audience.
No,
but.
No, I saw it. Totally saw that coming because I knew – the minute the girlfriend pulled away and then was like, oh,
yeah,
why the hell
like,
not?
Yeah, I was like, what was – I almost wondered if, like, they weren't supposed to really be together or something. And that was a cover, and that made no sense. But I'm like, why did she pull away? Like, it
well,
was weird that she kissed her if she's her girlfriend.
Okay,
that
well,
was like
– first of all – well, see, first of all, we're calling her a girlfriend. I don't think they were together. I think Baldwin had a crush on her. Which was
so
pretty obvious
from that point of view.
And there was that, you know, she clearly had felt something for Baldwin too a little bit, but I think this is the first time they've acted on it. Baldwin was like in the heat of the moment kissed her, and she retracted.
Yeah, maybe. See, I was
it,
already assuming
Baldwin
they were together
like,
at that point.
And Baldwin was like, "I'm sorry," and then I think she was like, "Well, fuck it, we're gonna kill her anyway. I might as well give her some, you know, a farewell present."
<Yeah. laughs> But she couldn't kill her. She must have feelings for her because she obviously couldn't kill herself.
No, I don't know. I don't know if she couldn't. That's not clear to me that
no.
She couldn't kill her.
Why
did
he was supposed to kill her? And that's why she at first
there,
he might
there
not
just
want
was,
to, and then took her gun instead.
Yeah, there was a hitman
not,
waiting right in the hallway.
Yeah,
there was a hitman right
yeah,
in the
exactly.
hallway.
Right, but
right?
I thought maybe like he was there because she didn't do it. I don't know.
No.
For whatever reason,
no.
That's the impression I got.
I don't think that. That I think they maybe know each other from the other side, or they've been working together for a long time. And I mean, whoever's in charge has it set up so that this guy, like, I feel like her job was to, you know, wait until Baldwin was asleep and then she comes out and that's the signal to this guy to go in and kill her or whatever. Like, I feel like
right.
I didn't get that sense that she couldn't kill her. She's a cold woman and a killer. Herself, but I feel like that just wouldn't.
Yeah,
she doesn't make
exactly.
the plan.
You didn't think she
think...
seemed reluctant. See, I felt she seemed reluctant when she went out and took the gun away.
Oh,
from
yeah.
her.
She was.
That's
she
why
was
I thought maybe
reluctant.
She had like called him or something.
I mean, she's
no,
losing
she's
her operative.
Reluctant. She's definitely reluctant, because she obviously cares for her, but at the same time, the bigger picture, she knows Baldwin needs to go because she's a liability.
Yeah.
I do
I think
get the feeling.
A lot, it was obvious to the audience, though, that guy was no match for her.
I get the feeling much more from Claire of being a believer in whatever cause they're in and that she's
yes.
more
yes.
committed to whatever. But, I mean, this guy was stupid because when you're signed to kill an assassin, you got to get her on the first shot. Like, you got to, right?
Yeah, they'll
you
probably
gotta,
kill him because he missed.
If your job is to assassinate an assassin, like, you need to. You know,
yeah.
get it on the first try. But now Baldwin's been betrayed, so she's alone and in danger, and like her only recourse might be to turn herself in and try to help Howard.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take, you know, she's going to go into hiding and then assess her situation. I think ultimately she's going to go to Howard. The problem's going to be,
does she know which Howard?
She's going to think that's Howard.
Yeah.
She's going to think it's the other Howard because he was relatively, you know, he was kind of nice. You know, I think she saw the differences between the two of them, and she might find herself in a bind going to Howard Prime. But I think in the end of it, I think she's going to be helpful to them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, her and Howard Prime might get into it, and she'll escape Howard Prime and then do something to help them, and then Prime might be like, all right, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Jamie, are you liking it better?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no, wait, go ahead, AJ, finish your real quick.
Remember they were saying when they go through the tunnels and stuff, there's Easter eggs? I didn't notice anything. Did you guys?
No.
When Howard went to the other side?
I didn't notice. And I watched it on my phone because my stupid Windows decided to update itself right when I was ready to watch this. And it took, like, seriously, like 40 minutes for all those Windows updates to download. So I watched it on my phone. I didn't have the greatest look at it. But I didn't see anything. I looked closely and it was interesting. Like, I noticed that it's an uneven path. It's not
like
someone
all kind
built,
of run down right there.
It's not like someone built a nice tunnel. There's like you have to go up a few stairs and down a ramp and up a ramp and all this, right? In fact, I was reading, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this website, Black Nerd Problems. He says that it looks like the crypts at Winterfell down there.
Is that a Game of Thrones thing?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
They have, like, all their ancestors buried in these crypts underneath their castle, and it's really, like, cut out of stone and freezing cold. And, like, I noticed, so AJ and Jamie, I was looking closely, and there was, like, maybe some puddles of water on the floor. Like, it's interesting that, you know, as this guy I was reading pointed out, that it's been 30 years, and they haven't fixed up the tunnel at all.
Yeah, I have to think it was, like, an indoor tunnel. Like, they went from one place to the other, not that it was...
That's how you go from one dimension to the other, like through that tunnel.
Right, right.
That's
but, I mean,
portal.
I don't know why, like, when they said that. I assumed that a tunnel was going to be, like, a man-made, like, hallway type. It was what I envisioned.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's
definitely
a man-made. It's definitely man-made.
But it's not, like an office hallway. Like, I don't know.
Right.
For whatever reason, I imagined in my mind, like, the rest of the place. I assumed it'd be the same as the rest of the facility.
No, which makes me wonder, like so as I looked at it, I was thinking, okay, it's kind of run down. It's like, it's not like an old subway tunnel. It's like a, I don't know what it made me think that tunnel is a lot older than this situation. And like, is it a gateway that other previous human civilizations had known about? Like, is this not the first time that tunnel has been used?
I still say, and this is just what I've thought from the beginning, I still think that they opened a doorway to the other universe, not that necessarily they caused it, and for some reason they think that. I don't know. I've gotten that impression from the beginning.
Well, I think
that's not
what
they're saying.
I think they opened it because of something they did, so therefore they did cause it.
Right, but I mean, I don't think they created the other dimension. Like, they seem to keep saying, like, oh, it's split at this point. We were one universe, and suddenly we're two universes. That, to me, is odd, and maybe it's just because it's different. I just keep feeling like that universe was there the whole time. They just never knew it. I don't know. That's, for whatever reason, is kind of what I've wondered. I mean, it's they have obviously not said that, and that's not what the narrator, not, you know, the narrator is not really there, but you know what I mean? Not what they've implied, but for whatever reason, I kind of have wondered that.
Real quick, something I caught, and I may have misinterpreted it, but when Howard Not Prime is talking to Quayle, he shakes his hand, and he goes, they don't do that on the other side.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? He says, in Berlin. So,
I assume it's the germs. I assume it's the germs.
No. That's not my point. But he makes a point. He doesn't say the other side or whatever. He says He says in West Berlin.
So you're saying maybe the other part of the city isn't like.
Well, that's but it's like I'm wondering if when whatever happened, like Prime is West Berlin and not Prime is East Berlin, and there's no East or West on either side. You know what I mean? On either side anymore. It's just
Berlin.
Berlin. You know what I mean? Like
there is now. Like today. Today there's just Berlin. Like, you mean?
Right, but what I'm saying is that this tunnel area where you pass through the different sides formed essentially where the wall was.
Right.
And now on the Prime side, there's just West Berlin. There's no East Berlin anymore. Like that whole side is just gone, and it's only.
Oh, not that it merged, just that it doesn't exist anymore.
It's just east, and there's no west because of where this scientific oopsie happened, you know? You understand what I'm saying?
Wait, are you saying it's, like, isolated by itself, like it's under a dome, and it doesn't... I mean, I'm using the word under a dome facetiously because I know how you feel about
it. You're saying the other half is gone. Not that the other half isn't...
It's gone.
I thought at first you meant like it was merged into one country because they didn't like per se have sides. You mean
merged.
Like it was wiped out?
Yes. Like there's like everything else is duplicated on the other side. There's two Americas. There's two United Kingdoms and everything.
But it wiped
but
off the opposite
there's
side.
Only, but on the Prime side, there's only West Berlin, and on the East, on the non-Prime side, there's only East Berlin. Like, the West Berlin of the non-Prime doesn't exist anymore, and the East Berlin of the Prime side doesn't exist anymore.
The only question I have with that, though, is they still had, like, the same houses on the opposite side, right? So why would they be living on the opposite side, the opposite part of the city
that's
on the
true.
Opposite
that's
universe?
True, that's true, because Emily...
Right, because they wouldn't have been
has the house
one universe east, one universe west before it happened.
So, right.
But, yeah, see, that's another thing
But I only asked because of the way Quayle said it. That's the only reason I was curious about that, because he specifically said that. I must have been either bad writing or I misunderstood something or missed something.
See,
else.
This is another thing that's really weird to me. Like, okay, separate, same people, different universes, and this idea that, like, there was a point where the incident happened and they went off in different directions. And, like, if you theories of different universes, like the multiverse theory and the, like, if you remember how Walter explained this on Fringe, it was that every decision you make branches off to another possibility.
Yes,
and every decision you make in your life branches off and branches off and branches off. And so things will be so different because every decision in your life, like the idea that they live in the exact same apartment on opposite sides and have the child with the same name. Like, I just feel like there's an element of fate versus free will kind of thing going on. How is it possible that they have the same apartment? Right. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, because what they explained to us in the beginning was until the incident, everything was the same, and this incident made alternate realities. It's like it's not our typical alternate reality, like Fringe that we're used to.
See, that's where I have
sliders,
a hard time grasping it. I'm like, this don't make sense. No, yeah.
But I like the idea that the alternate reality only exists because of this incident. You know, I mean, and who knows? We might learn something else down the line, but. For right now, with what we've been given, I kind of like it because it's different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Multiverse, some are similar, some are different in different ways, too. So I don't know.
That's what this is, but I was kind of under the impression that the incident happened, like, a while ago. Like a long time ago, and it wasn't like it just happened. Like
I think they said
been going
about
on,
how long ago it was, didn't they?
It's been going on for years.
I think they said 20 years or something. I think they actually mentioned that at some point.
I thought they said during the Cold War.
Well, it was obviously during Howard's lifetime. I mean, we know that.
Well, yeah, but...
Right, but, like, even, like, that girl, the Baldwin, she's not that old. It had to have been within her lifespan, too.
Okay, that's a good point.
So that's my that's why I thought, I don't know where I got 20, but I thought they said something like it was around 20 years.
But no, but it didn't have to, Jamie, because if both Howards can have a daughter named Anna, like
well,
they
no,
could
not...
potentially have a daughter that age. Right?
That's true, too. Well, I don't know. See, I was looking at it as she said, like, that her life split off where she killed her father, whatever, and, like, that part was the same. So I assumed that that had to be, you know, before it split off. But I guess that's true because his daughter didn't exist in the other one, and she's probably around the same age. I don't know. I'm not good with ages. Maybe she's supposed to be younger than Baldwin.
So I'm just looking it up, and I think all we know is that it happened during the Cold War. And so you could say that, so we don't really know, but I think most people think that the Cold War ended, like, when the Berlin Wall came down in 1990. It had to happen before then, right?
That doesn't make sense, because that's what I was saying, like, about his daughter. She would have been alive in that age in the other universe, so it had to be before that at a certain point.
1990, that makes you 28, right?
Well, I guess she could be that old. That's true.
Well, I just picked that. I'm just guessing, right? We're not told that. But told that is that it happened during the Cold War was all we were told.
Right.
I don't know what to... I'm looking on the Stars website to see what it says, but it doesn't really...
I don't know. I know is they implied it was during Baldwin's lifetime, but I have no idea how old or young she's supposed to be. I assume that their daughter looked probably about the same age, but I am so bad with ages that could not be accurate. So
I think you can't use it. I think if both Howards can have a daughter named Anna, had that baby lived, they'd be the same baby, right? Like they'd
right.
be the same
so I
person
assume
also.
The split happened before she had like would have been born at some point. I mean, it could have been way before she would have born, but I assume the split had to have happened before that.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they got pregnant, we don't know.
Whatever. It's been a long time. It's not like it just happened. And
right.
Like,
that was the point of all that. Yeah.
The tunnel looks old to me. And I think that tunnel, I don't know why that tunnel was there. Is that a tunnel that was built for people to like, that was
exactly
under the wall during the,
too.
You know, could,
like
was it
place?
Was it just a tunnel that people used to during, you know, to go between the two Berlins? Was it, I don't know. At any rate, and we won't know, and I guess maybe we'll find out at some point in the next coming episodes. I was going to ask Jamie if you are liking it better.
Like it. That's why I think I get lost too, because like when it gets to the spy stuff, I don't know. Like it's not really my thing, and I think like I have trouble following like the intricacies of the spy thing. Like that's not the part that interests me, and I don't want to say tune it out. I don't mean it that way, but like it's not the part that I'm really focusing on, I guess. But I like it. I mean, it's got a mystery and it's got a sci-fi element. I feel like if it was not an alternate universe and they somehow had this story and it wasn't that sci-fi element, I would probably not watch it. But I like the idea of it, and I do like, obviously, it's well acted, too, so the
mm-hmm.
characters are good. Because if the characters weren't good, we wouldn't keep watching it. So
it's definitely well acted. I was actually trying to look at the two Howards pretty closely in this episode and see if I think they look different from each other, which, you know, they...
they do, but they
don't,
right?
But, I mean... we have to only look at clothing and like posture. But I was like, God, is there anything about them that they like look different?
I wonder though if there's some kind of clue that they put in there so you can keep them straight though. But I don't think we really have that issue right now. So
AJ, I think has one.
I've actually noticed something about what J.K. Simmons is doing when he's Howard Prime. He has his face is much sterner, and when he's Howard not Prime, his face is much more relaxed. Like if you look at Howard not Prime, then you know when it's on Sunday, And you'll see what I mean. His, I don't want to say his face looks droopy, but it just, it looks more relaxed. Like he's just kind of like, you know, like you're sitting around the house and you're not doing anything, you're just relaxed, and, you know, that's how his face looks. Whereas Howard Prime, it looks like he's always like, tries to intentionally like pick up his cheekbones, you know, with his, you know,
yeah.
just have like a stern, you know, and that's something I've noticed
yeah.
between the two of them.
That's the one thing that was good about Orphan Black is like their personalities were so distinct. Like you never had to think about it. But this one, they wanted
to be very similar.
That's the point. And that just makes it more confusing. But
that's what I think that was the great thing about Orphan Black was because when they were playing, like when, like, you know, Sarah was playing one of the other sisters.
Pretending to be the other
Sarah
sister, yeah.
You
could still tell.
Sarah still came through. Yeah.
Right.
And I think J.K. Simmons has done, you know, I mean, it's a small sampling so far, but I think he's doing a pretty good job of it. So
yeah, he is. It's just my point was that his two characters are made to be,
you know,
more similar than, like,
right.
the different clones.
Yeah.
They were more
yeah.
distinct.
Yeah,
All those female characters had different hair and eye makeup and clothing and stuff also, right? So
right,
as you said,
like
it was only when one was playing the other. But,
history,
you know, J.K. Simmons, these actors are really, so J.K. Simmons, I mean, he doesn't even have hair, right? He's bald, and he's, I mean.
Yeah, they pretty much look the same.
yeah.
You can't rely on those things.
I mean, I did notice how, you know, like, they had Howard Prime wearing black and Howard, other Howard wearing, like, I mean, not white, but he was wearing this sort of, like, beigey, washed out.
But then they wear each other's clothes now, so it's like, will that continue? or will we still be confused?
yeah. One of them must get a black eye or something.
That was pretty great when he was like, he goes, what are you doing? He goes, you're packing? He goes, I have clothes.
yeah, I know. Like, you're supposed to be him. That was
yeah.
interesting. That was funny.
Yeah.
But he's like, never mind.
Now, let me ask you, that was the other thing I was trying to figure out. Do they not look, like, you know how they check their bags and stuff? Do they not
yeah.
really look at what he's carrying because he has a diplomatic pouch? Because, like, he brought the
yeah.
alcohol over, and it seemed like that was something you weren't allowed to do.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's typical that a diplomatic pouch can, yeah, I think the pouch
That's what
can,
I figured, because I know in X-Files, like, they couldn't.
Well, but also,
like,
it's clear,
things.
Also, it's clear that there are people working in customs and immigration who are on the take. I mean, they passed
yeah.
the whole, I really loved the opening scene where they passed that note in a very, like,
different people in order to get back.
It was a really old-timey, like, pre-technology way. Like, it was a dead drop, right? He does a dead drop. He leaves it at the bench, and another guy comes and picks it up, and it goes, passes from person to person.
I love how there's so many people involved.
I loved the sort of old-timiness. And you really, you know, and you couldn't use technology, but clearly there are people, you know, they put the chalk mark inside the bag, and the guy in immigration opens it and takes out the note. So clearly there are people who are
involved. That's true.
You know,
yeah.
and they're on Howard's side. They're passing
yeah.
Howard's note. So they're either being paid off or they're whatever. So it's possible that Howard could get, you
yeah.
know, that's how, like, a black markety kind of way of stuff going through, right?
Right. I just assumed. I just thought about it when he brought the alcohol.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
most of the people.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because I would have to assume that pretty much everyone going through was going through for some sort of diplomatic reason, because most people
really
don't
rich?
Exist. There's no tourism. You can't just go through.
Well,
like,
no,
you have
but I
to...
mean, that one guy that was like the, like I said, the one that went there to meet Baldwin's girlfriend, like, he, I think, stays over there longer than he needs to because he seems like he
he's
wants
the ambassador.
To be over there.
He lives
right,
there.
But he doesn't have.
He's
well,
the ambassador.
True.
He lives there, and he's in, like, a gilded prison. He's all pissed off that he can't go out. He can't go out to dinner without, like, filing a report. He's not allowed to leave the embassy without. So he's in, like, sort of a gilded cage, I guess. But
you're right. I guess most of them would have to have reasons, like government reasons, to travel over.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Oh, the beginning with the. Dead drop. That was pretty cool the way that was done.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds you that they're really spies.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, so I like the show a lot. I think it's pretty interesting. I think there's, you know, a friend of mine refused to watch it. He said, oh, it looks like a ripoff of Fringe. And
no.
I, you know, it, this is a friend
of mine
who kind of, yeah. Actually, the word wasn't ripoff, but that it looked like a lot like Fringe. And I thought, like, this is, yeah, this is really nothing like Fringe.
No, I did think that at the beginning, though, the way they did it, like, you kind of got that feeling, but it quickly vanished, so...
Yeah, I mean, all it has in common is that the people meet their counterparts on another universe, and that wasn't part of Fringe until, you know,
well into
the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fringe was several seasons in when that became sort of what the show was about.
Mm-hmm.
And did it very differently. So, I don't know, I think this is only like 10 episodes, right? So we have 4 now, 6 to go.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking. I turned on the Olympics as you're talking.
I
was thinking that girl really needs to shave her armpits.
AJ, what?
I haven't even thought about how many episodes we've watched. I just watched.
This is the fourth episode.
Yeah.
So, all right. So,
good
that Tara
had 4 episodes though, so that's good. I would just
say, I don't know if you watched the
is
the
only
after
on demand?
Clip.
Because I waited.
Maybe it's only on demand.
There,
it's not
say.
A whole after show. It's usually like a 4-minute clip with the creator of the show. And what he talked about this week was really how this is a show about lonely people, and all the characters are really, really lonely and isolated people. And at its heart, that's what this show is about. It's about loneliness, and it was really obvious in this episode, and that was sort of the main thing he talked about. He didn't talk too much about other, and he did talk about at the end about Howard and Howard Prime and their relationship, and how we're seeing the beginning of some, that what we're seeing now sets the foundation for the tension that is going to build between them as the show goes on. So that was kind of interesting. I don't know if that's a little foreshadowing about those two not seeing eye to eye. But, you know, Howard has been pretty much a pushover, whatever Howard Prime says. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I'll go sit in an empty apartment for a week, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he expects them to try to lock him in there, though.
I see happening as an issue between them is going to be, I think, Non-Prime and Emily Prime are going to get along famously. I don't know about falling in love necessarily, but I think it's going to remind her why she's
falling
in love.
They already love the other version, but it's like they're like the best version of that because they're not really real, I guess, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean,
I think it's going to remind her why she fell in love with Howard Prime in the first
place.
Right,
it's like I said, it's like the grass is always greener on the other side.
But I don't know about that. I mean, it could make her realize that she still loves Howard Prime or fall back in love with Howard Prime. Like, to what extent are the two Howards going to, like, rub off on each other, right?
Yeah,
and could Prime ease up a little bit? We already see that Howard looks like he got a little bit more. So Howard's sole motivation to date is to make sure that Coma Emily lives. And he agreed to this because he wants Prime to stay over there and find out who tried to kill her and protect her and not let her, you know, be killed or whatever. And so we see him get a little bit of a fine, and I guess, to what extent is Howard capable of being the man that Prime is? He definitely is, right? He's got, like, how much of Howard Prime is inside him that he just never has really,
it hasn't
like, gotten in touch
it
with?
Yet. Yeah.
And I guess likewise, could he soften Prime? But so AJ, yeah, I think I agree with you. I think Jamie and I both do probably that relationship between Howard and Emily Prime is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And where that could be a source of tension between them. But anyway, yeah. So the creator on this, he alluded to that. So it'll all be interesting to watch.
Yeah. I think Howard non-Prime is going to get close with Anna.
Yeah. That's
I think
sad, because he's going to, you know, want her to be his daughter in a sense. I mean, she's not, but that would be hard, I think, because he's got to come back. So, eventually.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of something I remembered all of a sudden. I was talking about diplomatic pouch and, you know, sneaking stuff over. That's like that one guy, he left cigarettes in there, and I don't know what they did to him. Remember at the beginning? They, like,
took
them off.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, well, just like how before when Howard said to that guy about having a stain on his tie and they flipped out. Like, they just don't want probably to be contaminated by the other side.
I think they're worried about germs. Yes, I think they're worried about
germs
coming across, because they've talked about also once about how Howard had to get all these Prime had to get all these vaccinations before he could go across. They asked him if his vaccinations were up to date. I think they're really worried about germs, and I'm really interested to learn more about what happened.
It's a crime to not report being sick.
Yeah, you have to report it.
Yeah, you have to report being sick, yeah. So that'll be very interesting to, yeah. I'm really interested to learn more about that. Like, the difference, they're really, it's a really slow build, the difference between this world. Like, in some ways, there really aren't any differences until you, like, pay attention. Like, if you were watching the show and, like, reading the newspaper mm-hmm. at the same time, you would miss all these, like, tiny little lines that are building the two worlds for us.
Right.
And I think that Howard's side is like, so Claire made this comment about how when she first came over and saw her other and how jealous she was because she had everything and she had a perfect life. And Baldwin's other clearly had a better life. I wasn't really sure when Claire said she had everything, if she meant like, she had a family, she had a parents, she had a boyfriend, you know, or did it mean like they have their health and they have good, like they have cell phones on Howard's side, they seem to not have them on, I don't know. Like, we're not really sure what, if
what
one side is better
yeah.
than the other or why, right? And what that, so that's really interesting. And I feel like they're going to build that slowly and then just like maybe drop a bomb when we really get to see something.
Yeah, because it's definitely not, like, Fringe in the sense that they were so, like, radically different. They're not in here, which is good.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it. So we're not going to be here next week, then. We're going to likely just do a double week the following week rather than coming to talk about, you know, rather than doing a half an hour show or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, everybody who listened. Thank you, both of you, and have a good week, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, as always.
Yep.
And good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.